There's one more thing that hit me as well, and that is self-talk, which is verbal abuse applies to us talking within our own minds to ourselves. And I think, not even that I think, I know for a fact that the way we talk to other people, especially the people closest to us, because we hurt the people closest to us and we verbally abuse the people who are closest to us. The things that we would say to our closest people, we would never say to somebody who we just met or someone who we don't know. And the way that works is that we are closest to ourselves. So there's no doubt, it's 100% that our self-talk is where it begins. When we learn, and this is the hardest, definitely, when we learn not to talk negatively inside our heads and not to verbally abuse ourselves in our heads, in our minds, that is the greatest healing, I think, that a person can do. And of course, that comes. It comes from a person's upbringing, and it comes from many different things that a person, that's deep. It's very deep how we talk to ourselves. And I think, it's so clear to me, and I know from my own life and my own struggle with that, that the more we learn to have self-compassion, and we learn, and it's hard, because of course the Yetzirah doesn't want us to be nice to ourselves in our head, and to have good conversations in our head, and to be machazik ourselves, and to love ourselves. When I just say love, I'm talking about the affirmations, the words of affirmation, loving ourselves in the way we talk to ourselves in our head. We should all be zocha to that as well. Thank you for listening, and let's be zocha to get to that madrega, to that level. I think it would change our lives. It would change ourselves tremendously. Thank you.